Go ahead, Judy, go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna call this meeting to, or am I taking the minutes too? I guess, okay.
No, we'll take care of that. We'll take care of it.
I'm gonna call the meeting to order then at 5:50. Can we start the meeting early? Are we allowed to?
Oh, no, you have to, you gotta wait till 6. Sorry, I forgot about that. I'm gonna pause the recording.
Let me start the.
Go ahead, I started it. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm gonna call the meeting to order at 6:02, actually 6:03. I think we can get away without the flag. Roll call is, Walt Mayhew here?
Yep.
Is Jody Martino here?
Here.
And that's everyone that needs to be, and I'm here, Judy Sefcak. Is there anyone from the public here who wishes to speak? Anyone from the public? And close the public portion. We're gonna start down through our list and at some point interrupt to get Mr. Cleaners on. And in the meantime, okay, so I'm using the summary I sent out that came from our 5:21 meeting. And let's just go down through really quick. So my understanding on 26 Marshall Lane, the fact that he thought his assessment was too high, we were not gonna take any action on that, so that's denied. But we were gonna think about the noise from the hops company, and Betsy, you sent us a paper that showed a 7% decrease for a neighbor, correct?
Correct. Did you do Peter Sacco?
What do you mean? I'm going by the list that we put out. I'm going in that order, Betsy.
Right, Peter Sacco is the first one.
It's 26, I mean, I have him by address, so I don't know. 26 Marshall Lane.
East 44 Grove Avenue.
That's on page 2. I'm starting with 26 Marshall Lane. That was the paper I sent out, so we're all on the same page.
All right, well, go ahead.
Do you wanna go in a different order?
No, I went by the order that they appeared on the board, to the board, so you can do.
I'm going by the order of the thing we sent out, so we'd all be on that, because there's where we put which ones we wanted action, which one we wanted information, okay?
Okay.
All right. Is that okay with you, Walt? And Joe, which order are you in?
That's fine, I'm going yours.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, so we're at 26 Marshall Lane. We were not going to accept his petition to change his valuation, but we were going to help with his noise from the hops company. And Betsy, you give us a thing that said there was a neighbor who had a 7% decrease from before?
Yeah.
Okay, is that what you guys want to do then for this guy too?
Yep.
Fine.
All right, so we're imposing a 7% decrease on his, now is that on his assessment or is that on his appraised value? What does that go on?
It does from the appraisal and it translates into the assessment.
Perfect, okay. Now, do we need to vote on each of these or are we just going down the list and as long as we all agree, we're good?
You have to vote on it.
Each one?
Yep.
So all in favor of 26 Marshall Lane?
Do you need a first and a second and all that stuff?
I guess. All right, so I don't remember doing it before, but that's okay. So I don't remember giving anybody a swear in before either. All in favor of giving a 7% decrease on the appraisal of the 26 Marshall Lane property because of the noise from the hops company, I make a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by both people. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so that one's set. Then we've got 142 Shagbark Drive. He was complaining because of his assessment of his E unit. And I noticed we weren't going to do anything on that, but I did notice you sent us some comps. Betsy, did you find out something you wanted to share?
So basically I went and just pulled like, you know, 6 or 7 E units. And it looks like at every single one of them, as you look at them, all the base price starts at the same. And then they go to additions. Mm-hmm. And the additions are depending on how big your deck is, and then if you have a rec room. He has a fireplace, which it doesn't look like anybody else has a fireplace. So I don't know if that's true he has a fireplace, or, because I couldn't find anybody else who had a fireplace, but that's really where that difference comes in, where he, and the fireplace is $6,300. So that's where he sort of vaults ahead of all the other Orangewood units. Other than that, they all start exactly the same. So there's, you know.
So there wouldn't be any reason for the fireplace to be on there unless he had one, would there?
I would assume not, no. So I would assume he has a fireplace, and that's just what puts him a little bit above all the other units.
Okay, thank you, Betsy. So do I hear a motion to take no action on the 142 Shagbrook Drive property?
Both.
Yep.
Okay, and do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, then there'll be no action for 142 Shagbrook Drive, or Orangewood, whatever it's called. Then we have 8 Francis Street, which we had decided to take no action. Do I hear a motion to continue with that?
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Y'all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so 8 Francis Street will remain the same. Did you have a chance to mention anything about that to the mayor or to the public works, Betsy, or we'll just leave that to Joe to do?
Me? I did not mention that to anyone.
Yeah, I did. I talked to my boss.
Oh, okay. All righty. So they're aware. Well, I'm sure they were anyway. So, all right. Yep. Now we've got 207 Caroline Street in the rear, and that's the one we asked if Betsy could please inspect that. And I'm seeing from the card you sent that looks like you're recommending we go down in value $30,000.
Yes, I basically reverted it back to what I had it at when I went out there last time. It hasn't changed in condition. I did an inspection on it today, and it's that exactly what it was like before.
Okay, so questions?
No.
Okay, so do I hear a motion to lower his appraised value to, I believe you have it as $51,730?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
That is the assessment.
Yes, it's, okay. That's not the appraisal?
No, that's the assessment.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we're lowering the assessment, which, of course, like you're saying, would lower the appraisal, but in the opposite direction, to $51,730. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, opposed. All right, so we are lowering his assessment to $51,730. That's 207 Caroline Rear. Now we've got 34 New Haven Avenue, where he was claiming that the first floor was gutted and can't inhabit. And also, Betsy, you went by there. What did you find?
I went there, and the first floor is gutted. He made it sound like the whole house was gutted, but his wife greeted me and told me that they live on the second floor. So I took that as she wouldn't let me go up there. Hmm. So I just took action on the first floor and reduced the assessment to be an unfinished area, which then took that decrease to the assessment.
Okay, that's about $20,000.
Yeah. And I put it in callback so that, you know, I'll keep checking on it.
Cool. So do I hear a motion to lower the assessment of the 34 New Haven Avenue property from $95,830 to $75,320?
Almost.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that carries. And now we have 676 New Haven Avenue. The guy who believed his basement wasn't defined correctly. We believe it was. Betsy had visited it. So we had decided to take no action on that. Do I hear a motion to make no changes to that property?
I'll move.
Okay, second?
Second.
Okay, all in
favor? Do we have to do that for the ones we're not acting on too, Betsy, or just the ones that we're changing?
No, you have to make a motion on all of them.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So motion carries at 676 New Haven Avenue. Next one is 111. We'll be through here pretty quick, guys. It's going fast. This is 111 New Haven Avenue.
Yeah, this is the lady that she sat down with.
Right, and I saw some notes from there, but I'm not exactly sure what you did there, Betsy. So explain, please.
So I went down there, and she had, between the meeting you had last time and now, had filled out a declaration and very diligently. We went through it all, and I gave you a copy of what would be the adjusted declaration summary sheet based on the information she provided.
Right. And then there's that penalty that has to get added on, right?
And the penalty. And that should be on the summary sheet, yeah.
Yeah.
So that summary sheet you sent out is the new version then, correct?
Yes. I had to do it next to the other one. Yeah. So she had filled out the right-hand side, which was the 100%. She wasn't giving herself any 70%. Okay. So if you see the little arrow brings the 70% over to the other side.
Yeah. So the bottom line is $20,750?
Yes, with the penalty, yep.
Okay, so move.
So hang on, I want to see what was the old. That's so fast. I didn't want to print out 50 pages of crap, so.
I didn't. I got it on the computer. I'm just pulling it up.
The old was $40,000 with a $10,000 penalty.
That's Caroline. Here she is. Stacy Ferentz, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So you've got arrows here pointing from the 70 to the 100. So the one you're showing us is the new one?
Yes, the one I sent to you is the new one.
Okay, so you're saying she's got how much appraised property here?
16,600.
16,600, and that would she's got them separate. Okay, I see what you're saying.
And then
she's got 23,714.
Right.
And which would assess at 16,006, and then she owes still the penalty, correct? So it's the 20,750 that she would need to pay.
Correct.
And what were we charging her?
$40,000 plus a $10,000 penalty.
Okay, so she got a little bit of break. Great. All right, so all in favor of changing her overall assessment plus penalty to $20,750?
Yes.
Motion, and do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, perfect. So it's now 20,750. Okay, assessed. Now we've got Factory Street. Oh dear.
I don't know what
we can do there. Do you have any, Betsy, new?
I spoke to the auditor, and he said he never had a conversation with Mrs. Beretta. Huh? And he said, I instructed the city to send the first letter, which we did, and you see in your folder, you have the return receipt in there. Mm-hmm. And she called the city and said she never received the first letter. You know, so we said, okay, we'll send you a second letter, even though we already had the return receipt in the folder. Yes. We sent her a second letter where you will see there's another return receipt in there. And she is saying she never got a second letter, and that she spoke to the auditor, and the auditor told her not to take any action until she received a letter. And the auditor outright said there was never a conversation, and he would never say that.
All right, so.
I motion no change.
Yeah, I hear a motion to leave this alone, yes. And do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, okay, thank you. Now we've got 73 Elizabeth Street. I guess this would be the Elks.
Yes, you had said you didn't have the master, like the summary sheet, so I included that in the email that I sent you guys.
No, that was a different one. That's 87 Elizabeth Street. This is 73, so this must be somebody else.
73 is the Elks. Yeah. I did not. You didn't have Retro's summary sheet?
Right.
I didn't, not on 73 Elizabeth. 73 Elizabeth, they just didn't file on time, period. There was nothing missing. That was that was 87 Elizabeth Street.
I misunderstood.
Which one was the typo?
Yeah, the Elks was a typo. That's all that was.
Right. The Elks was, we were under, we were charging them too much, too little.
Right. The Elks are 73, Elizabeth, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't want to take any action on that. It was the other Elizabeth one. So.
All right. Let me find that one. I did not, that, I misunderstood. So I sent you the summary to Elks.
That's okay. It was the grub guy. He was claiming a certain amount, and you said basically that a restaurant couldn't have that little bit of personal property and do business.
Right. He sent in saying that Retro sent in saying they had $13,337 of equipment.
Right.
Okay. We'll get to it. It's a little bit further down the list. So in the meantime, for the Elks, then do I hear a motion to take no action?
So moves.
Okay, are you second?
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor?
Okay.
All right. So no action on 73 Elizabeth Street, which would be the Elks.
I didn't want to take all the motions from you, Joe.
Appreciate that, Walt.
You guys can just take turns, you know. So do you want to go ahead and let Simonetti know? That finished page one. Page two shorter. Do we want to do Simonetti now? So he's not, I don't want him to run off and then say he didn't get his 5 minutes.
Sure, give him a call.
All right. Okay. I've got to find the Zoom meeting number. Hold on. Okay. I'm going to stop the recording. Okay.
Yep.
Sure. And Joe DiMartino's here. President of our Board of Aldermen, who's also part of this board. May I, I have to swear you in for the purpose, oh, please state your name and number first, or an address.
David Dwelly. Do you want my home address or business address?
Do the business, please.
70 Center Street, Shelton, Connecticut, 06484.
All right. And I did, could I put you under oath?
Yes, you can.
Okay, would you raise your right hand, please? Do you swear do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. And could you please tell us the reason for your appeal? We have the paperwork, but we'd like to hear in your own words. Why are you appealing, and what do you need us to do for you?
Just questioning the...
David, is that you?
Yes, Michael.
Okay.
The different category numbers and the dollar amounts. And this is my accountant, Mike Wysowski, from Rich Greenberg in Hessen.
Okay.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
Good evening.
Could you please state your name, Mike, and give us your address?
Sure. It's Michael. Spelling on the last name is W-Y-S-O-W-S-K-I. And I'm with the CPA firm of Rich, R-I-T-C-H, Greenberg, G-R-E-E-N-B-E-R-G, and Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N. We're on 70 Platte Road in Shelton.
All right. Thank you, Mike. So my understanding is this is a piece of equipment that you were paying for in Shelton, and it should have been paid for here. Is that correct?
Yes.
You know, the other way around.
Yes. Oh, who am I speaking with, by the way?
This is Judy Sefcik, Jody Martino, Walt Mayhew. We're the Board of Assessment Appeals.
Oh, okay. Okay, Judy. Well, yeah, the issue was, here's what we had, the two items on that change of assessment notice that we were questioning or appealing, if you will. We had some computer equipment. It's a computerized cash register. From the beginning, from when it was first purchased back in 2014, there were three computers purchased. Two of them were in Shelton, and one was in Derby. Unfortunately, when we did the property declaration, again, this was before my time when I started working on the account, all of that computer equipment was taxed in Shelton.
Okay.
and nothing was reported to Derby. So this past year on the October 1, 2019 for the grand list year for the assessment filing, I went over the depreciation schedule with David, with Mr. Dwelly, and he told me, he says, Mike, he says, there's a computer over in Derby. So, okay, there's one in Derby, there's only two in Shelton. So we corrected all the property declarations. We corrected the Shelton ones, and we did the Derby one. Now, when we reported the acquisition, if you will, in Derby, let me just get the form out here. I put it down, or we reported it as a prior year acquisition for Code 20 EDP equipment, because it was purchased, you know, according to our depreciation schedule in April of 2014.
Right.
So we added it on, $4,198. That was a third of the total cost, because like I said, there were three of them purchased. And when we got the change of assessment notice, I recalculated it, and apparently it was picked up as a current year acquisition in 10-1-19. And, you know, being depreciated, of course, or there's less depreciation on it. So, again, and I know Betsy, she asked for a copy of the invoice to show the original purchase. I know David, I spoke with him. He couldn't find it. I looked through our records. I can't find it either. And, you know, again, it was something from 2014. And, again, like it says, we were, you know, again, appealing that to see if we can, you know, we're proposing the argument that it should be taxed as if it was acquired in 2014, you know, at 20% depreciated or whatever, 20% of the cost value rather than 95%. So that's our first question, if you will.
Okay.
The second item, what we were looking at is code 24, all other goods, chattels, and effects. And there's an assessment of $1,400, which was not reported on the declaration as we filed it.
Okay.
Now, apparently, from my understanding, from a telephone conversation with Betsy, I believe it was an add-on, and she could explain it further or elaborate. It was an add-on because there has been no acquisitions. They haven't put anything up there for many, many years. And I guess she felt there should be an additional assessment because of that. There may have been small items purchased or whatever and such, but we have no record of it. You know, again, we don't show anything. David, Mr. Dwelly, I think he's informed me. David, right, nothing's been added.
Nothing has gone into that store.
Nothing's gone in there
since 5-6 years. Nothing.
The last 5-6 years. So, again, our opinion or our argument is, you know, unless there's a schedule or a listing of what assets make up that 14, I'm assuming, you know, the value is $1,400. I'm not sure what she's using as the cost. If it's, again, 20%, if it's $2,000, $3,000, if there's a listing, you know, of course, we'd see it, we'd review it, and, you know, if anything, we would accept it. But if, you know, I'm not sure. Apparently, it's just an add-on. If it was done randomly, then we would like to have it removed. So that's the nature. That's the nature of our argument.
If somebody's sending SOS with Morse code or trying to break out, somebody's got their phone on. They don't have it muted. Okay, so you're one.
All right. Can you hear me all right there, Julie?
I can hear you. It's just there's a lot of banging, like on pipes. Just weird.
Yes, I heard that myself.
That's my phone. That's my end. I'm sorry. I was tapping my pen.
Okay.
All right, David, go easy there. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, all right. So you're wanting you're thinking it's more correct to assess your computer equipment that was in Derby at a large, with more depreciation because it's not a new item. And right.
Based on the year of acquisition, and it is not a new item. That's correct.
We get, so you don't think we can find anything, though, that would show the year of acquisition on it anyway?
The invoice, we can't find it.
Okay. No.
I have a depreciation schedule, you know, which shows that total cost of $12,000 and change, what we were depreciating it for, and, you know, it was just one-third of that. You know, okay, that we said that's the one in Derby because there was three of them purchased. Again, it's according to Mr. Dwelly, which, he, you know, David knows the operation like the back of his hand.
Right.
So I'm taking his word for it.
And again, Judy, that was something that was probably bought back in 2000. I'm going to say 2009 that I had a three-year lease on, and it was finally paid off. I'm going to say 2012, whatever. Michael's showing, but the computer system is so old, it's not a recent purchase by any means, okay, by all means.
All right. And then the other is that we're adding on $2,000, but that's, we're guessing, is an estimate. We'll have to find out. All right. Do Joe or Walter, do you have any questions?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right, so we're actually going to be deciding tonight, and so we will be in touch with you before the end of the month, okay?
All right, sounds good. Again, if you guys feel you want to walk into my cleaners, please do by any means. I mean, nothing is new there, is my last comment.
Okay, thank you very much.
I just want to add to, as I mentioned, as I discussed with Betsy Quist, and again, David could verify it, that David, he calls it an outlet. They don't do any dry cleaning.
It's a drop store.
It's a drop store.
Gotcha.
Correct.
Yeah, there's no cleaning. All of the cleaning, all of the servicing is done at the main plant over on Center Street in Shelton.
Okay, so not a lot
as you said, it's
required. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
no machines, no.
There's
right,
no machines,
exactly.
There's nothing there. Yeah, and again, as David suggested, if Betsy wants to go up there and look, go take a look, and he'll show her around.
All
yeah.
right.
Mall.
Thank you for saving me the trip to Shelton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
thank
I says,
you
if
guys.
You have any questions. all right, if you have any other questions, or other than that, if we're all set, then that's fine.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, Julie.
Right,
thank you. And as you said, you'll let us know.
Okay.
Thank you for your time and your consideration as well.
Sure thing.
Okay.
Take
bye
care.
Bye now.
All right. Have
yeah.
a good night and take care.
Okay.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye. They're still on.
Okay, they're gone.
Oh, Molly. So if they could prove, Betsy, that they've depreciated it already, is there any reason we would charge them as a new thing? Or you're saying we want to recoup what we should have been getting property tax on for a while now? Correct?
We're not going to charge them as a new thing, but we're going to add them on from that year. And so it's going to be a minimal amount, but it's ours to have.
Okay. Well, if you're able to calculate, it would have been this much the first year, second year, third year, whatever. If you're able to do something like that, I guess that would be the most proper, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like the other one, though, where we're just adding on the 2000. I remember that happened with Barbara DeGennaro last year. We said, how could you not update your legal office for 20 years? And she explained to us how that could happen. I remember quite explicitly. So...
what was it, 1400?
Huh?
He said 1400 was added on?
2000 was added on. The assessment would be 1400. So, I don't know. I kind of think we shouldn't. If we want to inspect next year and do something like that, sure. But I think that's quite a bit for that kind of shop. Because like
I agree.
You said, they don't clean there. They're just
No, it's just a drop shop. I go there quite often.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Judy.
All right. So on this one, it's a little out of, but since we did it, we might as well while it's fresh. So do I hear a motion to leave it to Betsy to the amount with the depreciation so it's fair to Derby, but to drop the line 24, which is the $2,000?
Almost.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Does that make sense, Betsy?
Absolutely.
So we're going back to page 2 now. We're at 135 Roosevelt Drive, where I think a lot's been happening over there. They think their assessment was too high. And what were we going to do with that? We said, do we need an inspection?
So this is Tommy Casa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, Tommy said he moved the piece of equipment to Oxford, and right. I am in contact with the Oxford assessor to make sure that Tommy is added onto Oxford's list.
Okay.
So if you want to delete him from ours, he will be added to Oxford.
All right. Do I hear a motion, guys? What do you want to do?
Well, do we know that he moved it and reported it to Oxford?
He states he moved it. Oxford is adding him on.
Oxford has already added him?
Yeah.
Okay, then we can drop him, yeah. That's only fair.
All right. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so we will be dropping the piece of equipment on 135 Roosevelt Drive. Then we've got 299 Seymour. This is the one. What's this one? 299 Seymour. We decided not to take
it. The Breezy.
Oh, yeah.
This the doctor who has no medical equipment.
That's right. The doctor who just lets the patients lay on the floor. Okay.
I vote, yeah. I make a motion to leave as is.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So we're not doing anything with 299 Seymour. Stays the same. Then we have 64 Division Street. This is the chicken shop.
Chicken Man.
Chicken Man. So I saw there was something there for Chicken Man, but I didn't take my time to look at it. So tell us about Chicken Man, Betsy. Did they give you chicken, by the way? Were there like some wings or no? Nuggets?
Hold out for the shrimp.
So I took his he revised his list to give me years of purchase where the original didn't have any years, so we just put it with no depreciation.
Okay.
And if you see the summary sheet that I sent you, it basically comes to 10,510.
Yeah.
As opposed to
27,400.
Okay. So he got quite a little reduction there. And he's all kind of sorted out.
He's sorted out now.
Thank you. And you didn't get any chicken, though?
I didn't go there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know how it stays in business. It looks like there's never anybody in the place.
Yeah, I didn't like the chicken too much. I tried it one time. I was like, that's not my chicken. Do I hear a motion to accept the new number that Betsy came up with?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
All right.
Okay, motion carries. That's 64 Division Street. And just for the record, so that will be the number that is on the paper that she sent us, okay?
10-5-10.
Okay. 44 Grove Avenue. This is the guy who said his assessment was too high, but he didn't have any comps.
Right, that's Sacchio, I believe.
Right. And I don't think we have anything new with that, right, Betsy?
No, I didn't do anything with that.
Okay, so motion to deny?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries on 44 Grove, no action. Now we've got 87 Elizabeth Street. This is Retro?
Yeah, that's the Grove guy.
Okay, so what did you find out, Betsy? You got a better inventory from him?
So because I misunderstood, I thought you were talking about the Elks. I sent you the Elks summary sheet, not the Retro summary sheet.
Yeah.
You do have the retro summary sheet in your file showing that they say that they have $18,158.
No, we don't, but that was the whole deal, Betsy. We didn't have that in the packet. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have the other pages, though?
I don't think so. I remember we couldn't quite figure out what he was doing because we didn't have the right stuff.
So if you have the information we sent you on page 5, it would show in 2019, $14,039. Do you have that?
You sent when?
No, that was in your original packet.
The original? Okay, let me find him. Where is he at? Okay. All right, so I've got the original packet in front of me. So what am I looking at?
Okay, you have the original?
Yes.
So if you're looking at the declaration, it would be on page 5, and it would be $14,039.
I see that, yep.
So I believe that he bought this business, what was it, Bar One prior?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's what he's saying is the value of all of the equipment in the restaurant.
Okay.
And then if you flip the page on 24, he has another number of 5,075, which would be other goods. So basically he's saying he has a combination of about $18,000 of equipment. That includes all the tables, chairs, kitchen equipment, everything else.
Okay.
Does that include inventory and everything else?
He did not put anything for expense supplies, nothing.
Well,
yeah.
Doesn't he have to have liquor?
Excuse me?
I said, isn't it a bar? Doesn't he have to have liquor?
Okay, so expense supplies are things that you do not sell. That would be like napkins, glasses,
okay.
You know, things that you
some of those, right?
Things that you don't sell to recoup money for.
Gotcha.
He would have some of those, I would think.
You would think.
You never got a chance to go in there, correct?
Oh, I've been in there.
Oh, you have.
So what is the
what's the norm for a restaurant? I mean, he's a restaurant, right? Restaurant bar.
We do when we have somebody and we go, well, you gotta have more than that. What do we do? See, that's another thing I didn't see is what did you send him
to? I have to look at him instead. Gave him his value because
I see what he sent us, but I don't see what you said he should pay.
I don't know why this file is so sparse. Might have been the end of the day or something. let me log on to GEMS and see what we actually charged him.
That's what we need to know. We don't know what he's complaining
about. I'm not at the office, so I can't pull his file, but I can at least look at his account.
Okay.
I'm working on dual laptops here. It's like I'm...
All right, so he's a Elizabeth, right? Well, she does that. Why don't we move on to the 38 Great Hill Road? This is the guy who lost his farm exemption.
Right.
Okay. He didn't fill the form out, remember?
That's right.
He forgot to. But I don't know why. I feel a certain kinship with this guy or something. Just like, you know, maybe because I'm a farmer. I was a farmer. I grew up on a farm. And if my grandpa wouldn't have got his exemption, I would have been so upset. But, so we can't not penalize him because he forgot to fill it out, right?
Correct.
But we can give him the exemption after the fact, I believe, based on the fact that he's always had one. We know it's not like his circumstances have changed necessarily. Is that a doable thing? Just throwing it out there.
If Betsy says we can do it, I'm okay with it, but it just doesn't okay. Seem like, I don't know how we can do it without okay. The paperwork.
Let's see what she can do for us, if anything. Are you still looking, Betsy, for the other thing? I guess she is.
No, I found the other thing.
Okay, let's go back to that then. So we're back at Retro Grubhub.
So I gave him $50,000 of equipment with a penalty.
How much was the penalty? 10% or
20%? The penalty is always
25%.
25%.
So
12,500.
Okay.
And where would you come up with that figure, Betsy? Is it based upon some standards table or rate table?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's based on, you know, a normal restaurant. I mean, I don't know how you have kitchen equipment. You know, I bought a refrigerator last week for $2,500, and it's not a commercial refrigerator. So, I mean, refrigerators, freezers, you know, stoves, things like that. I mean, just the kitchen equipment alone would be $50,000 to start up a...
I'm not questioning the value just as much as trying to learn how we would come up with it.
Right, because it can't be random. This restaurant feels like this, and that restaurant feels like that. There's got to be a standard out there that says...
Right. So if he says, you know, and who knows, he may have bought the business and within the price of the business, they allocated $18,000 to equipment.
Right.
Could possibly have been.
Okay.
Do I think that's a fair allocation? We run into this issue a lot when banks are bought out. Because generally the FDIC steps in and they take their bank that's worth $100,000 worth of equipment and they put it to 25. It's like a fire sale. If you feel that that might have been the value that he bought the equipment for or it was designated towards that equipment, then you can accept his value. I mean, that's just, I find it hard to believe that you can operate a restaurant with a full bar and a full kitchen and only say you have $18,000 of equipment.
But if you got it on sale, bar none was going under.
Correct. So they may have
given him a real good deal on his equipment. So that may have been what it cost him.
It could very well be what...
But it's not... Is he taxed on what he paid for it or what its value is?
Well, so... In a lot of cases, if he and, you know, and bar none had like $60,000 worth of equipment. So, okay. But if he got it for $18,000, a lot of times what we do is instead of giving him a whole nother 10 years of depreciation, he must have bought it with the equipment fully depreciated. So he doesn't get to keep depreciating it another 10 years because he bought it fully depreciated in that fire sale. So you can also say, okay, you have $18,000, that goes directly to the fully depreciated amount times 0.7, and that's what you give him, opposed to allowing him to depreciate it again for another 10 years.
Yeah, because 10 years would be fully depreciated. That would mean the asset was brand new when he bought it.
Correct. So he's basically saying, I got this maybe as a fire sale because the bar was going under, and this is what they gave me. So, you know, you could look at it and say, okay, if that's the case, then we're going to take that number, consider it fully depreciated, and then times 0.7 instead of letting you depreciate it again for another 10 years.
Can we ask for an inspection of his property? I don't mean right this minute, but I mean, is that something that we have the ability to do?
Sure.
Yeah, but we're not going to know if we see it, what price he paid. I mean, would need to
if Betsy
it.
Goes through there, she can...
You might be able to ask him for a copy of the contract. Okay. And if it shows that that $18,000 was allocated towards business personal property, then you would have a paper that actually would say this is
right.
What, you know.
What's the penalty for, Betsy?
You didn't file.
Well, I didn't think that he was, I mean, if I'm going to change a number from 18,000 to 50,000, I'm basically saying, I don't think you filled the form out correctly.
So you're penalizing him because you don't believe him.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like that. So it's only May 27th. So do we have time that you could reach out to him tomorrow and ask him, tell him that we want to see We want him to prove that he only paid $18,000 when he took over from Barnum. This is a very good business. I think this is what we need in Derby. So I want to give this guy an opportunity to.
Yeah. I can contact him and ask him that the board would like to see the backup proof to the equipment costs since people have been there and they want to know that this is actually what you paid for it.
Right. Yeah, because if the previous owners paid $60,000 personal property, I don't think $50,000 is an unreasonable estimate for what the value of it is. So he needs to justify his estimate in order to be able to win.
Exactly.
So if he can do that, Betsy, if he provides satisfactory evidence to you, then we can make a motion that you adopt a lower price. Otherwise, it stays as is.
So can we make a motion tonight that contingent on Betsy's findings that we either go forward with what we have or we give her a window that she can go back down to as low as the 18,000?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Now, would the penalty go away then, Betsy?
If you adopt the numbers he provided, absolutely.
Okay. Does that work for you guys? To me, that would be fairer.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think it's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So, do I hear a motion to, what we're going to say for 87 Elizabeth, which is retro, that if the owner this week can show Betsy if he can validate what he put on his estimate, then she will drop it down to that amount and remove the penalty. If not, then there will be no action.
Correct. So moved.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So that motion passes. Almost there. Okay, we're back to the farm. Betsy?
Yes.
Is it possible to give this man on the farm, this is now 38 Great Hill Road, to go ahead and keep the penalty because he forgot to file his exemption, but give him the exemption because based on past history, that we can slap his hand because he forgot to file it, but we can give him the exemption because it's a historical precedent.
So you're asking me if you can do that?
Is it legal?
No, not me. I'm not going to do it, but can you do
that? So basically the statute says an exemption is something you need to file for.
Okay.
No filing means no exemption.
Okay. So it's very cut and dried.
So if you would like to allow him an extension for his exemption,
Ooh. You
can obviously word it that way.
Okay.
But you can't take away the penalty.
No, I understand.
You have a career in law and politics, dear.
Okay, so do I hear a motion?
I heard that everybody had a little soft spot for it. So
do I hear a motion to have Betsy reach out to this gentleman at 38 Great Hill Road and tell him he has tomorrow or the next day, worst case, to file his exemption?
He's already filed it.
He
filed it. It should be in your folder.
Oh, we should just accept it as late, no penalty, and move on.
I think we can't remove the penalty, Betsy's saying, right?
Well, I don't know what he's meaning, accept it as late, no penalty. I don't know what that means.
Well, if you accept it as late, are you still going to charge him a penalty for being late?
Yes.
Okay, so be it. He gets 50% better anyhow, so.
Okay, so the motion is for 38 Great Hill to please accept his extension late, but continue with his penalty.
No move.
Second?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, passes. Two to go. 412 Roosevelt Drive. This is Whitey's Marina.
Right.
They haven't been filling out the proper paperwork, so I believe we decided, do I hear a motion to deny their...
No action.
Okay.
Which one is this?
This is Whitey's
Marina.
Marina
lady.
Whitey's Marina.
Marina lady.
Okay.
Whitey's Marina.
412 Roosevelt Drive.
Okay, sorry.
Sue Giordano.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's the one with the dock in back.
Yep, okay. I just didn't hear which one it was.
That's okay. Just giving you a bad time. Okay, so do I hear a motion to deny the claim for this property, 412 Roosevelt?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Last one, 90 Sodom Lane. This is the guy that did have the comparables, right? Oh, let's see.
This is the gun guy.
Oh, he's, yeah, this is the guy, he had all the stuff, but he didn't know what to do with it. So what did you do with that, Betsy?
Well, I included his sheets. Okay. That he, you know, he didn't include this originally, so I didn't know that he was taking away anything that was under $250, which under statute he's allowed to do. So when he provided the sheet, obviously things emerged and it looked different. So I showed the depreciation of the two pieces of equipment that were over $250 down to $720 times the assessment, $504 plus the penalty. Because he did not fill out a declaration to start with.
Okay, so he gets a different assessment, but he has a penalty, correct?
Yes.
He saves $90.
Okay.
It cuts his, it cuts it in half, pretty much. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So all in favor of continuing with Betsy's recommended action on the assessment value and keeping the penalty? Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
There a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Do we have any other business?
Make a motion. We adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Your second.
Second.
We are adjourned. And Betsy, thank you so much.
Great job,
much.
Guys. Betsy, thank you so much.
Very nice, Betsy. Good job.
It's been a pleasure.
All right. We're all set. See you guys later. See you tomorrow, okay. Walt.
And I'll see you tomorrow, too. I guess I'm supposed to be there to present the grant list.
Woohoo.